Shockwaves in the nation's capital now. The Washington Post, one of the country's oldest newspapers, family-owned for more than 80 years, is being sold to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, a man who became a billionaire in Washington State, now pockets the signature Washington, D.C. paper for a cool $250 million. Reporting on this shocker, Cheryl Gay Stolberg, political features writer for our partner, The New York Times. Her profile of Catherine Weymouth, one of the Graham family who owns the Post, was published only days before the sale was announced. Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This is the end, I suppose, or the next chapter of a very, very long narrative in American journalistic history and in the history of a Washington family. Remind us of just how far back this goes.
You know, the Grahams really have been Washington royalty ever since Eugene Meyer, Catherine Graham's father, bought the Washington Post at a bankruptcy sale in 1933. He had been a Federal Reserve chairman, and ever since that purchase, Washingtonians have observed the Grahams and scrutinized and mythologized them the way the British scrutinized their royalty, especially Catherine Graham, who oversaw the Post during its heyday of Watergate.
Describe the generation that is supervising this sale and how it either stands in contrast to the legacy of Catherine Graham and Donald Graham, who succeeded her, and going back to Eugene Meyer.
Well, the current publisher of the Post is Catherine Weymouth, who is Catherine Graham's granddaughter and Donald Graham's niece. Donald Graham is Catherine Graham's son. And, you know, we've seen through successive generations the family really trying to hold on to its crown jewel, the newspaper, in a time of great changes in our industry. Journalism is not what it was. Newspapers are not what they were. When Kay Graham ruled Washington, she ruled social Washington. She was a doyenne. She had dinners. She danced with Ronald Reagan on her 70th birthday. Don Graham, her son, took over and really demonstrated himself to be committed to the business of journalism and to the city of Washington. You know, he was a Washington policeman before ever joining the Washington Post. He worked as a reporter. He worked his way up through the newsroom. He's very much beloved and viewed as a defender of the family legacy, which is why this sale is so poignant. And it seems to me that, unlike other newspaper families who've maybe sold to cash out, the Grahams sold the Post to save the Post. And to me, that's what makes it all the more poignant.
I'm wondering if the difference between Lally Weymouth, who's the mom of the current publisher, who was very, very passionate about issues and was very, very involved in politics and sort of opinion making in Washington, is different from her daughter in the sense that they're more about the business.
You know, back when Kay Graham ran the newspaper, and even during Lally's heyday as a reporter, newspapers were flush with advertising. Newspapers didn't have to worry about the internet. People were still getting newspapers delivered to their doorstep. Now, if you look at the economics of the newspaper industry and the Post in particular, circulation is declining. Ad revenue is declining. The Post has to deal with competition from outlets like Politico, co-founded by two longtime Post reporters. So It's a very different climate, and I think that I truly don't think they're any less committed or more about the business. I think that they are struggling in a time that is very, very tough for publishers everywhere. You know, a longtime Post reporter told me that yesterday inside the newsroom that Don Graham said he really had a lot of faith in Jeff Bezos, and that people at the Post saw Don Graham looking so sad about having to sell the paper, but they kind of felt like, you know what, if Don says it's going to be a good thing for the Post, then we believe him. Maybe it is going to be a good thing for the Post. So I think everybody inside the Post, starting with the Grahams, is clinging to that hope that Jeff Bezos has found the magic bullet, that saving a family newspaper meant relinquishing family control to somebody who maybe has smarter ideas or more savvy in the digital world.
Great emotional moment there you convey. Cheryl Gay Stolberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheryl Gay Stolberg is Washington-based political features writer for our partner, The New York Times.